And now to sports with Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our takeaway sports contributor. So Minneapolis is the hopping place for sports this week, right?
And exactly. And today's the game today, tonight, between the Minnesota Vikings and the Green Bay Packers is more like a little bit like Luke Skywalker facing Obi-Wan Kenobi. And I'll explain why. Aaron Rodgers played underneath Brett Favre for three seasons, and now they're going head-to-head because Favre is on the other team. He's on Minnesota. This is an NFC North matchup that is the beginning of two games because they're going to play again in Lambeau in November 1st. So if you don't get to watch it now, you can definitely watch it later on.
So Favre from the Packers
Correct.
Is now with the Vikings, and he's going against the Packers
Correct.
Tonight. Ooh.
And the Vikings have the fourth best defense in the league, but Green Bay has picked off nine passes in this season. But also, look for a young Skywalker named Percy Harvin, the wide receiver for the Vikings. He's going to have a big game.
So but that's in addition to the big baseball game happening on Tuesday, which is going to decide who wins the Central Division.
Exactly. We touched on this a little bit earlier. The Twins hold the series lead. They played each other 19 times, and they hold the series lead 11-7. And the interesting matchup that I talked about earlier, Rick Porcello is a 20-year-old right-hander. He's from Morristown, New Jersey, and he's 0-2 at the Metrodome. So that's an interesting stat. Scott Baker, he hasn't pitched well against Detroit. So basically, this game is going to come down to offense. And whose bats have been hot later in the season? It's been the Twins. So that's what I'm predicting.
So you're
for this
predicting
game.
The Twins are going to take the game.
Really?
And I know that makes you a little frustrated, Celeste. So I'm trying to work with you on this one.
But you know what I read over the weekend is that the coach of the Tigers, I think, said that it would come down to the last game in the AL Central, that the teams are so balanced and so close to each other.
Did he say that?
And that's why he was smirking at the end of the game, because I think he's been setting this up. So maybe he knows something we don't know.
I was saying, maybe they're doing this just to sell more tickets. Thanks to Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, is a takeaways sports contributor.
When was the last time you saw a one-game playoff?
Last year.
But
in 84, the Chicago White Sox were with the Orioles.
Yes.
It was one of the most exciting games of all time.
Here's the thing. I understand a lot of people are predicting the Twins are going to win this. I totally understand. But at the same time, the Tigers really want this. This will be the first time they took the division since, 87? 1987.
Well, let's root for Detroit then. Let's root for the Motor City.
Let's root for the Motor City. Because they really, they want it. They want it more.
All I know is that there's a family of Hockenberries in southern Minnesota who will be rooting for the Twins, I'm afraid. My mom and dad live in southern Minnesota, so,
It's a big sports day for Minnesota.
Are they also rooting for the Vikings?
Did you call the Vikings game? Is Favre going to win tonight?
I'm calling the Vikings.
Definitely. Then they'll be 4-0.
That's the
plan.
They'll
be 4-0. All right. Exactly. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Those are your takeouts.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.